you dinner sometime. Come on, let me make you dinner sometime. Meat on your bones, meat on your bones. You need a little more meat on your bones. A meat on your bone, meat on your bones.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on 720 WGN from the Allstate Showcase Studio. There's quite a crowd out there a few minutes ago there. So our next guest is Brian Reynolds, the owner of Millie's Supper Club, a brand new supper club that opened up in Chicago at 2438 North Lincoln Avenue. Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having me. This whole supper club thing. This crowd travels, you know, they follow me around quite a bit.
The whole supper club thing is just exploded. They had a seminar last Saturday and Friday and Saturday up in Racine, and all the supper club people were there, and they sold it out at like 300 people. Then they had a thing at the Hobnob that was dinner, that was supper, that was sold out with like, you know. So what's going on, and what was your idea to open a supper club?
Well, Dave, actually, as we've talked about before, the power of memory. When I was very, very young, I grew up in Michigan, but I was raised by two Chicago parents, and my grandparents on my dad's side would take me up to Wisconsin to go camping every summer for a week. And as a special treat each year, one day or one night, we got to go to a supper club. So instead of roasting hot dogs over a fire, we got to sit down, and it was just such a unbelievably great experience.
Now, what part of Wisconsin was this?
Well, we'd go to different parts every summer. So a lot of times we went pretty far into the North Woods because that's where the best camping is. My grandparents just loved to camp, and they loved to take my brother, sister, and I up there, and we just had a blast every year.
The memories were very powerful.
It is, and it's, you know, that it's the unpretentiousness of supper clubs. It's, you know, it's the honesty of the form of supper club. You just know what you're getting when you go in there. And, you know, we laugh about the power of memory. I remember sitting down and just being at awe. I mean, the relish tray, the salad bar, I would get a kiddie cocktail and I would feel like I'm an adult because my cocktail looks like the same of my grandparents, and getting a thick 2-inch prime rib and being able to eat that, it evoked so much memory. It just always held on to me.
I've been off subject a little bit, but we'll be talking. Mike Veck is in the next segment, and I saw Bruce Springsteen in St. Paul not long ago, and it was the same thing. I mean, hearing the album The River and just memory and going back, it really does. One thing he says is it's connection. It really does reinforce connection.
Absolutely.
You feel that?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And every time, you know, especially with people from the state of Wisconsin, even if they live in Chicago, and we've only been open for 10 days, but I've got hundreds of stories of each person who comes in to visit us at Millie's, and they say, I got to tell you about my favorite supper club experience. And anytime they speak about supper clubs, there's one thing that is universal. They smile. They're always smiling. They always have this fond memory. It's really unbelievable.
So you've been open 10 days.
10 days.
And it's been going well?
It's been going great. Yeah, it's hard. You know, most supper clubs have been open for 50 years. So when people come in, they have these ideas of how it should be. And, you know, we're trying to be as authentic to the form that we can possibly be, from the decor to the menu. And the bar is so high because we're dealing with people's memories.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that we can match their memories. And it's been a lot of fun.
What's your clientele been? Have you gotten like supper club fans? Have you gotten like young hipsters?
So the first couple of days, we had people drive in from Wisconsin, Rockford, Elgin. We had a lot of people who just couldn't wait to see what a supper club in Chicago would be like. And they were all very pleasantly surprised. They all said, really feels like we just stepped into the North Woods of Wisconsin. So the decor has been a big hit, and that's one thing I'm most proud of.
And I know a little bit about your research, but tell us how you put it together. I want to plug our friend Holly, who actually, she asked me her documentary, people, she sells out when she's at the Siskel Center. Old Fashioned, the Story of Wisconsin Supper Club. She's going to show that again, 2 o'clock on Friday the 29th, 5:15, April 30th, 3 p.m. May 1st. and 6 p.m. May 2nd and 7:45 May 4th. I'm gonna MC a couple of those things. But I mean, we were talking about. She told
it's
me
no
last
surprise to me. It's such a fantastic movie, and I was there the day you MC'd, and everyone is laughing. It's no surprise that Siskel invited him back. It's such a terrific movie.
She told me last week. Somebody told me at this conclave they had last weekend. Did you show that movie to your staff?
We did.
Tell me about
that. We did. So, I mean, I have to be honest with you. I'm in a little bit of royalty across from me about 6 feet straight away because I've read your book probably 50 times. The pages are coming out, honestly, between yours and Ron's and, of course, Holly's movie. It's everything. I've watched them all or read them all so many times. And we actually showed the staff Holly's movie the day before we opened, and it was just great seeing the smiles on their face.
What questions would a staff member have who's not familiar with supper clubs, and for that matter, a customer? What are the questions they have, and how do you answer them?
Well, that's a great question, and that's the key. I think with staff. The one thing that you can relate from your visits to all these supper clubs is the staff at every supper club you've ever been to are just the most genuinely nice people. I always say this, when I leave a supper club, I literally want to hug everybody that I come into contact with. It's that kind of an experience. So, but that's the hardest part about trying to then duplicate that in Chicago. Not everybody that's on our staff is from Wisconsin. Now, we do have a few people from Wisconsin with supper club experience, and that really helps, and we've really leaned on them a tremendous amount to try to sort of explain the culture of a supper club to the non-supper club experience people. But really, honestly, showing them that movie was a great help. I mean, they just have to understand how people are so excited about when they sit down, they have a relish tray in front of them with warm rolls and cheese spread and all that. I mean, it's just from the very beginning, you got to set the tone, and that's the biggest thing that we're trying to do with our employees.
Tell me about your background in the restaurant industry here. I mean, it goes back as far as 2002, right?
It does, yeah. So I was a real estate guy for a while and was able to buy a building that actually had a bar and restaurant in it, and I was able to convert it into a what I call kind of a nightclub. It was a club called the Gramercy, which actually had some pretty amazing reviews when it opened. That was a long time ago. It was actually kind of in my when I wanted to be cool days. But since then, I've taken a lot of consulting jobs and done a lot of work on some other spaces. Been affiliated with probably close to 16 bars and restaurants. My favorite, of course, is one that I currently own before I opened Millie's Supper Club, which is Prost, which is a German beer hall restaurant in Lincoln Park just up the street. So it's nice because I've lived in Lincoln Park for, 18 years now, I think. So it's nice to be really sort of be a part of the community.
And where are you from, Michigan originally?
I grew up in Michigan.
What part of Michigan?
A suburb of Detroit called Birmingham.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was raised by Chicago parents. So I always had that sort of upbringing of going to Chicago every summer and spending weeks and weeks in Chicago. So I was actually raised a Cubs and Bears fan, and so I do have a pretty nice tie to Chicago.
Have you been to Cliff Bell's?
I have. Yeah, I did.
It's in my book, it's how if it's in the book, but how the world spins around.
Absolutely.
I mean, they were trying to save that place, so they went to the Green Mill to get ideas.
Yep.
You know,
I think it was table 32 at Cliff Bell's that is right by the stage, and I tried to get my parents. They were the day after I left. I tried to get my parents a seat there. Because it was just close to the stage, but not too loud, just close to the action, but not on top of it. And they apparently did not get seated at table 32, but they still had a great time.
Cliff Bell's is a great place.
Oh, it is. It is. It's great to go after Tigers games.
Yeah.
Or before.
I've done that, actually.
Yeah, sure.
I've done that. Now, when I did the book, I don't know if you've been to the Old Fashioned in Madison.
Okay? Absolutely. Many times I went to school in Madison.
Yeah.
I went to college at University of Wisconsin.
I love that place. I mean, Madison, I don't know if they call it the Tornado or the Tornado. I thought about putting that in the book, but I decided it was too much of a steakhouse. But one thing I heard about people, and I want you to respond to this with Millie's, they go, Old Fashioned's not a supper club because it's not out in the middle of a rural area and stuff. It's like right downtown. Do you get that? I mean,
well, they're in Madison alone. I mean, there's Smokies, there's right. Toby's. Granted, they're a little bit further away from the Capitol, where the Old Fashioned is right on the square. You know, I've had talks with Holly, and I have to quote her on this, and I think she spoke with this at your symposium after her show at the Siskel. it's more of an homage to the state of Wisconsin and not the form of a supper club. Mm-hmm. Now, they touch on a lot of the greatest hits, and they do it really, really well, and they're extremely popular. I mean, they're packed every night.
Old fashioned. Mm-hmm.
Who can argue with that?
Yeah. How'd you put together your menu? I got to get there. I've been going to too many baseball games.
Yeah, come on. Well, me too. I have to be honest with you.
But I'm intrigued about the queen cut and the king cut. So sure. tell the listeners about your menu.
Okay. Well, honestly, you know, like I said earlier, there's so many opinions on what you need to have at a supper club. I try to stick to the greatest hits. So for appetizers, the first thing we want to do after you sit down is, hey, why don't you have a Lazy Susan? And on that Lazy Susan is all the greatest hits that you would always think of. You know, the trout dip, the chicken liver, the summer sausage, cottage cheese, three bean dips. I can go on and on. Of course, what else do we have? We've got deviled eggs, which people are screaming about. We've got fried cheese curds. Now, at Prost up the street, we also have fried cheese curds, but we use the yellow curd. At Millie's, we use the white curd, and we're getting tremendous reviews. Everybody just loves the cheese curds. Moving on to the main menu, we kind of want to be known for three things we think that we have been doing really, really well so far. And that's, of course, our prime rib. Then we have our broasted chicken, which, if your listeners out there don't know, broasted chicken is a Wisconsin thing through and through. I know you know all about it. But it's pressure-fried, deep-fried chicken, and it's just tremendous. And then, of course, we offer a fish fry, which every supper club.
Do you do that on Friday nights?
We do it on Friday. We've been offering it every day. And then eventually I think we're going to work it back to just Fridays or just Wednesday and Fridays. But we want, you know, people to come in to experience the supper club, especially if they haven't been there. Because we have gotten a lot of people who grew up in Wisconsin or have all these Wisconsin ties. But it's really fun to see someone who's never been to a supper club walk in. And to see their experience, it's phenomenal. So we want to be able to offer that 7 days a week.
And I don't know if we got off it. The queen cut and the king cut, they're named after your grandparents?
Yep. So Millie's is actually named after my grandmother, the same grandmother who, with my grandfather, Roland, would take us camping. So
That's great. Millie and Roland.
Aren't they the best names? And everyone's like, everyone knows a Millie, and everyone knows a Roland. It's like a great aunt or a grandparent or something, and it's the names. They're perfect.
We're going to take a break for some commercials, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about. See, put the smile. You're right.
Absolutely. Put the smile on your face. We're both smiling right
more,
now.
More about Millie's Supper Club and Midwest Supper Clubs after this.
Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. We're talking supper clubs with Brian Reynolds, the owner of the brand new Millie's Supper Club. You know, another thing we talked about last week at the symposium is I'm real fond of supper club music. I ran into our buddy Chris Legan, a friend of the show up at Dave's Records this week, and he's got a great collection of all these old, you know, supper club vinyl, all these, you know, piano players. Would that ever be on the radar? I mean, it's really art that's going away. Billy Anderson up at the House of Embers, he passed away in the Dells. But
I hope it doesn't go away. Yeah. It's terrific. It's just such a fun sort of feeling that it generates. We actually do have a live piano lounge singer.
I didn't know that.
Seven days a week. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Tell me about that.
We have different people, different nights.
I'm really excited.
And
about
so,
that.
Right,
so
when
I can come
in
there. I don't have to eat.
I'll give you the tour. Right, the 60-second tour of Millie's Supper Club is when you walk in. The first thing you see is a pie stand. So it's just filled with country pies. You know, and that lets you know we're in for the long haul because I want that piece of pie. And then you look to your left and you're greeted by our staff moose. We got a giant moose head on the wall. And then right below the moose is our sort of our lounge singer. And he's just,
who you is can that?
Have it. We have different ones nights. Okay. And it's really sets the tone. That
good
way,
for
if,
you.
If there is by chance a wait, lucky us, we get an old fashioned sit down at the table next to the lounge singer. So there's supper clubs, as you know, have a distinctive sort of difference between the bar area and the dining area. So we have a nice sized bar area with, you know, the diamond tufted ruby leather booths and the old-fashioned bar stools, and we've got a lot of really old, fun beer paraphernalia and beer lights and things like that on the wall. And then as you get back to the dining area, it's carpeted, of course, because supper clubs have to have carpet. And it's more of a sort of a country kitchen type feel back there, and everybody seems to love the decor.
Well, that's the thing about supper clubs. I mean, in the heyday, I mean, it was a place you spent a lot of, you spent a long time there. There was
absolutely
a I think I used the word a meandering nature. I mean, you'd get there at 4 in the afternoon or something and leave at like 11 at night.
Yeah, know? Well, because you have to catch up on the gossip, too.
Yeah,
I mean, everyone comes and drives 45 minutes to see what's going on in the world.
Yeah. Tell us about your chef.
Chef Gilbert is just fantastic. He actually owned Chalkboard up in Lincoln Square and did really well with that. And he had some experience with supper clubs, but he didn't have enough, and I thought that was important. So he knew what was important with supper clubs, but he didn't necessarily know how the recipes were made. So it's interesting. Everything tastes as good and what we hope, or even better than what people remember. Again, we're dealing with memories here. But, he's terrific, and everyone so far has just been super thrilled with the food.
Did you research? Did you go to supper clubs in Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I must have been. See, now, I've been to probably more than I can remember because I started going as a little kid. But then once I got sort of to the University of Wisconsin in Madison, I got to experience the supper club a little bit more traditional as what maybe an adult would experience a supper club with. And since then, I've been going to a lot. I'll throw a few out that I'm fond of. Ishnala.
Yeah, that's a great place.
Buckhorn. Madison, I have to throw out. You say the Tornado Room. I think it is. It's fun. But it's not the Northwood Supper Club feel that, say, a Toby's in Madison or Smokey's in Madison's have. And then, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't say about Schaefer's in Crivitz, which, of course, burned down 2 years ago. Uh-huh. I used to go there all the time with a bunch of friends.
It's good. Why do you think it's so popular right now? It's trendy. I did the book 3 years ago. It's even bigger now than it was when I did the book.
Absolutely. And it's great. I love the fact that it's trending personally. But I think it's so retro, it's cool again. You know? I mean, who doesn't love things that are retro right now? Throw out PBR and hams and things like that. That's stuff we serve right on draft. And everybody loves it. We have above our draft system, we play old black and white hams commercials from the 50s and 60s, and everybody just says they can't stop looking at it because it just brings back that memory, and it's a whole tie into our show. It's just that memory.
Yeah, right. You're right. Give me the address and the website, then I want to switch gears.
Sure, sure. We could talk all night. The address of Millie's Supper Club is 2438 North Lincoln, which obviously is in Lincoln Park. And it's right across the street from the Biograph Movie Theater where John Dillinger got shot.
Yeah,
so we're really crazy about the location. And the website is Millie's, M-I-L-L-I-E-S, Chicago.com.
I've never met you before. I didn't meet you at the thing at the Cisco Center, but we were talking during the break. We travel in a parallel universe, and we were both at the Cubs game today.
Yep, yep.
And during the break, we were talking about I want real quickly to have you talk about your travel to sports events all over. You took an RV.
Yeah.
And the next book I'm doing is I'm getting a little camper van tricked out.
Wait.
But it's just I'm doing Route 66 and
sure,
up to Alaska,
sure.
But I'm going to go up to the Midnight Sun baseball game.
Okay.
But tell me about what you did with this RV.
I mean, this was many years ago. It was actually in 05, but I did sort of what I would call a European sports fantasy tour. And it started in London. In July or at the end of June, we went to Wimbledon. We started off at Wimbledon, and fun stories there of us, you know, sneaking into the, you know, we got bracelets because they let the fans get their tickets, and we snuck into center court, and then we had first court, and just all sorts of adventures in there that I could fill the half hour show. But then from there, we jumped on our RV and took the Channel, which was an experience with an RV, into France, and we followed the Tour de France, which was Lance Armstrong's last of seven tainted victories.
Yeah.
And then from there, we went over to Spain, and we went to Pamplona for the Running of the Bulls.
Wow.
Had a lot of fun detours that we could talk about, like getting robbed in San Sebastian, Spain after the Running of the Bulls. But then we finally took a long 30-hour drive.
That's the fun part of travel. That's what travel's all about.
Took the long 30-hour drive up to the British Open at St. Andrews and saw Tiger Woods win up there. And it was Jack Nicklaus's last hurrah at the Open, and I'm just a huge golf fan as well. But it was I'd love to hear more about your stories. I should start interviewing you. maybe I can have a lead in your book or something.
Well, you want to hang around?
Absolutely.
We're gonna do our baseball panel.
Cubs,
be all kinds of people talking baseball here. I don't know where it's gonna go, but thank you, Millie's Supper Club. I gotta get there.